This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, you better listen real close, because this company's got it going on. I spotted them about 4 months ago. In 2017, they did over $24 million in revenue. Their market cap is only a little bit north, maybe of $4 million. They're grossly undervalued at 11 cents a share. I am talking about no other than Drone USA. Write down this ticker symbol. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol DRUS. And with us today, and we're very fortunate to have him, is the CEO and CFO of the company, Mike Bannon. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I know you guys are in the drone business. Your big contracts are with the government and the police departments. You guys are headquartered out there in West Haven, Connecticut. But give my listeners a little taste of what you guys do and what's your future growth for your company.
Okay. We are everything drone for police, fire, U.S. industry, and the U.S. government. Everything drone means drones. We supply them with drones, counter-drone technology, training. We can design programs for them, and we can go on and do services for them.
So you guys, not only do you manufacture, you're also a reseller of drones, but you guys are going to go out there and do the hands-on and teach them how to fly them, how to use them.
Soup to nuts. For example, we're going down into Jersey. We're going to meet several chiefs, and we're going to walk them through the entire process. It's not as easy as going to buy a toy and the police going and putting up and doing surveillance or whatever they want to do. There's a lot of steps to it. One is they have to have a program. There's a lot of paperwork to fill out with the FAA. Two, they have to have licensed pilots. And then if they're near an airport, they have to contact that airport to let them know what they're doing, when they're doing it. So it's very involved. And then there's a lot of products out there. What we do is we go and offer them anywhere from a $2,000 product to a $150,000 product, depending on their budget, their needs. We have one municipality who wants to be able to have a drone that will follow a stolen car and will avoid buildings and will do so up to 55 miles an hour and will stay in the air for over an hour. And if it loses the car, it will reacquire it. That's a more expensive drone. That's north of $100,000. So we have different price points, whatever they want. And then we'll take them through the paperwork, through the training, put the program, everything. So that's going to be our competitive advantage. We're going to offer them a one-stop shop.
You know, I'm fascinated by your market cap, which is only $4 million. I illustrated earlier your revenues are over $24 million and probably going to be more of that in 2018. You know, you guys are so undervalued. But my question to you guys are you going to be acquiring any new companies in 2018, and how competitive is this space?
What we're doing is the drones, services and drones is not very competitive right now with the police. They're all dipping their toe in. They're buying the toys. They really don't understand what to do. They need somebody to come in and hold their hand and take them through the entire process.
Absolutely.
And once we do that, we'll become their customers for life. We will be their all their needs for drones. And we also have counter-drone technology, which is going to be huge with terrorism and criminals. They're going to want to be able to point a gun up in the sky, not shoot it down, but what it does, it sends a signal and takes over the drone and safely lowers it to the ground.
Wow!
So there's going to be a lot of opportunity. We see this as a huge market. We're not going to go after the toy market. We are just strictly focused on our core customers, on the police, fire, U.S. industry. We've had some bids for big industrial complexes where they want to protect their facilities. They want drones that will, if something is detected, out by the perimeter of the fence. They want a drone to fly out, identify it. If it's a problem, to relay that back. If it's not, come back and relay that back as well.
You know, I was thinking that the government would be very interested in your product over there in the Middle East and sending out drones instead of human beings.
Yeah, the future is going to be drones. Entire wars will be fought with drones. There's no reason to risk human life anymore.
My guest today is Mike Bann, and he is the CEO and President CFO of Drone USA, Inc., a trade on the OTCQB. Congratulations on that, Mike. I think you guys uplisted July 14th on the OTCQB. And their ticker symbol is DRUS, trading around 11 cents, which I think is grossly undervalued. I want my listeners to listen to this. I've given you a lot of stocks over the years about companies that are undervalued. Take my word, this company is going places. It's completely undervalued. What are you guys planning to uplift to a major exchange? There's been some talk about that. Can you bring us up to speed on that, Mike?
It's always been my dream. Actually, 3 years ago, I got to walk the New York Stock Exchange, and I felt like a little boy. just amazing. Absolutely amazing. The energy, it was great. I'm getting some different points of view on whether or not it's better to go NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange. I haven't really made a decision at this point, but it has always been my dream, and I will get there, and I will bring Drone USA there, and we will be listed on the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. I'm going to put it out there within 1 year.
You know, Mike, I saw one of your press releases, and just maybe correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are selling some products, or you're going to sell some products to a Fortune 500 company. How's that going, and what's the process?
Oh, good. That was just out of the blue. Called, looking for some drones, not looking for services. So we just sold them some drones that they wanted. They knew what they wanted, and that's one of our target markets is the U.S. industry. Large companies. On our board, we have a member who's connected to a lot of security companies that protect these companies. So as a matter of fact, I don't know if I should mention a name, but there's a big multi-million dollar company, billion dollar company with offices throughout the world who is looking to protect all their buildings, and they want us to help them do it.
You've been listening to Drone USA. That's the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. And with us is the CEO and president, Mike Bannon. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol DRUS. Mike, in closing, is there anything that you would like to get out there to the listeners that maybe we didn't have a chance to touch upon?
Well, my stockholders are very important to me, and I will give them great returns. If they come along for this ride, they will not be unhappy. And we will get to the NASDAQ, and we will keep going. We will acquire companies. We will grow. We will go into different markets. They will not be unhappy to come along for this ride.
Take a look at Drone USA, Inc. I think it's a winner. Buy it. Ticker symbol DRUS. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. I would love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.